For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Lawmakers returned to Nashville this week for a new session of the Tennessee General Assembly, and those from Memphis already have a list of things they want to get done. More on that in just a minute. Right now, we're joined by political analyst Otis Sanford, who just yesterday was awarded Communicator of the Year by the Memphis chapter of PRSA. Congratulations, Otis.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. I really do appreciate that.
So, Otis, as someone who knows the value of good communication, were you impressed on Tuesday when the Memphis City Council appeared to lock arms, break a 7-week impasse, and appoint 3 interim members to those long vacant seats?
Well, I'm not sure impressed is the word I would use because I've been so disgusted up to now. Let's just say that I was relieved that they apparently did some soul searching over the holiday break. And decided it was better to work together than to fight.
Do you think the change of leadership had something to do with this? Kim Conrad was elected to replace Berlin Boyd as the chair.
Oh, I think it has something to do with that. Berlin Boyd had worn out his welcome as a leader, both by members of the council and by the public at large. He ended in a very inauspicious way.
The way in which 2 of these new members got their jobs, Sherman Greer in District 1 and mm-hmm. Jerry Curry for District 6, mm-hmm. their names essentially tossed into the ring at the last minute as a way to break the stalemates over other candidates. Do you have any concerns about that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because that was the only way that this was going to get done. They had to come up with some compromise candidates. And it appears to me, from everything that I've seen, that Sherman Greer is a pretty good compromise candidate. Also, in District 6, there were some who were supporting and even voted for Edmund Ford Sr., but he was never going to get enough votes just because there were a lot of people on the council who remember his history, and they don't really want to go back to him. I think the easiest one for Super District 8 was Cheyenne Johnson. She sailed through, and that was a wise choice.
Mm-hmm. So now we have a record 4 women on the city council, right. And we also have an African-American majority.
Right.
Is the council in a good place until the next election?
Well, I mean, I think they are in a workable place. All the rancor of the at the end of 2018 is hopefully behind us. So I think with the 3 new members, they will be able to function and do what they're supposed to do.
Moving on to state government, legislators returned to Nashville this week. Let's take a look at some of the things that interest our local representatives. Memphis Democrat Ramash Akberry will be pushing for legal sports betting. She would like to put a 10% tax on it. What's your take?
Well, I think she and others are just looking at the environment, the sign of the times, and what our neighbors are doing. There is sports betting right across the state line in Mississippi. So, you know, why can't Memphis and Tennessee get some of that revenue as well, as long as it's localized maybe on Beale Street, which is what the talk is. I'm still not convinced that it'll pass just because of the makeup of the legislature, but I see where she's coming from there.
Katrina Robinson and London Lamar, both Memphis Democrats, want a full review of the state's criminal justice law. This comes in the wake of Centoya Brown case, in which at age 16, she was sentenced to life in prison. Outgoing Governor Bill Haslam granted her clemency this year because, as one judge put it, there was just no other legal recourse here to get her a sentence reduction. What do you think about this?
Certainly, when you talk about the Centoya Brown case, the governor made the right decision there. This was a young woman who was thoroughly victimized as a teenager. And as the governor said in his clemency order, life sentence was just too harsh. Now, in terms of the local legislators trying to push for some kind of reforms, we have to remember Democrats are in the minority. Republicans hold a supermajority, and whether Republicans agree with the decision with Centoya Brown, they are not going to be in any mood to what they see as relaxing on criminal justice. That one has a tougher road to go than even the sports betting.
Well, let's talk about one of those Republicans, Memphis Republican Mark White. He is echoing incoming Governor Bill Lee. He wants to put more vocational programs in high schools across the state. Do you think he'll have a good outcome there?
I think he'll have a better outcome than the others that we talked about. Mark White, you know, he is not a flaming conservative Republican. He sees things sometimes that other conservatives and other Republicans in the legislature don't see or don't want to see. him pushing this, if it has the support of incoming Governor Bill Lee, I think it will have an easier time.
Finally, last October, a federal court ruled that Tennessee can't suspend driver's license just because poor people can't afford to pay traffic fines and related court costs. Memphis Democrats Larry Miller and Katrina Robinson are working together to get more licenses restored. What kind of impact could this have on the city?
Oh, this would have a huge impact, Chris, because you have a lot of people poor. They're struggling to try to get to jobs. If you are taking away their licenses, you're taking away their opportunity to get to that job, make the money, and try to pay the fine. I mean, it was a ridiculous setup all around. This one has a good chance. I think there is bipartisan support for it, and I support the lawmakers who are pushing to get this done as well.
Political analyst Otis Sanford and Communicator of the Year joins us each week to talk about politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.